saw on the TV.
What?
They're having elections.
Yeah, I know that.
This is the coolest thing ever!
Yeah, we learned about this in school.
Not this, you didn't.
What do you mean?
Come, check this out. You gotta see this.
The following is a limited broadcast by the Federation of United Beings applying ridiculosity.
What the?
Please apply
your bubblefish
to your auricular appendage at this time so that you may understand the speech. Thank you.
Citizens of the universe, are you tired of the limited choices? Mere plebeian beings running your lives? The Federation of United Beings applying ridiculosity, or FUBAR for short, is looking for candidates to represent them in the next elections for Supreme Ruler of the Universe. Think outside your boxes, people. No longer must you suffer the decisions of donkeys and elephants, Whigs and Tories, Bathurstlats and Ingrams. Whether you are a nobleman from the planet Earth, a Saturnian gas miner, or a fire blart from the planet Muzba, we need candidates to choose from. We are tired of living under the tyranny of these comet pirates. We need strong leadership. Only the best will be chosen. Tell us more about yourself and be creative. We need the following from all of our candidates. We need name, age, origins, and species. Please be so kind as to let us know if you have any spare appendages that may be useful if you are hurt in combat. What are your credentials for Supreme Being of the Universe? And how many languages do you speak? What experiences do you have? Please note, any candidate that have cohabited with Venetians will need to undergo special testing. You should know better. Who would be your running mate, and how would you run your government if elected? What platform would you run on? Would you impose a dress code? We need your candidacy now. Be creative, be entertaining, and for creator's sake, please be thorough. For some of us, time passes much more slowly.
Sire, I come bringing good news.
What is it?
Well, you see, sire, they are holding a contest in the land of Voice Hollywood for the ruler of the universe. I thought, of course, you might be...
Yes, yes, of course, of course. Get on with it, man.
Well, you see, I thought that you might be interested in competing because you're king of Earth and, well...
Well, get on with it. If you've nothing else to say, then get out.
Well, there's a sheet that you have to fill out.
A sheet? Why the hell would they have me signing a bloody bedroll?
No, not like that, sir. An application form, sort
of. Oh, one of those. Right, well, hand it to the scribe and be on with it. I have better things to do than listen to your rants.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Here you are.
Okay.
Now then, what does it say, scribe?
They want your name, sire.
My name? My name is Sir Arthur Reginald Archibald Winston Windsor VII, reigning king of Earth. How can they not know me?
I don't know. Next they want your age.
My age? Well, a good king never tells, but if I must, I'm 42. And that information does not leave this room. Do you understand, scribe?
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Right, so, next they want your origins, whatever that means.
My origins? Really? They're asking me, King of the Earth, a Windsor, of the 7th generation, my origins. My bloody bloodline can be traced back to the 16th century. Ugh, simpletons. Right, what next?
Species?
My species. Oh, these people. Wait. Wait, this is for ruler of the uni... Are they saying they found out about alien life? How have they not informed me of this? I'm king of the earth, dammit! I should know when we encounter extraterrestrials! Very well. I'm human. Just as my fathers before me were, and their fathers before them.
Next they're asking for your credentials, credentials.
As I've said it often enough, I am king of the earth. What more do you want from me? I'm king of an entire planet. Need I govern more? I mean, really, balancing all the resources, commerce, wars. I swear. Scribe, are you sure you're taking all of this down?
Yes, every word.
Good! I didn't hire you for nothing.
So they want to know how many languages you speak.
I speak only one language, and only one, because there is only one language on Earth now, as they should well know. I speak English, the Queen's English, of course, as though they expected me to speak something else.
I'm not sure I understand the next question, sire.
Well, what is it?
It says who would be your running mate, or how would you run your government if elected?
Elected? I'm not sure I understand this either. Running mate. Well, there's my horse, Arthur. Yes, we share the same name, get over it. But as far as running mates go, I'm not quite sure what else they could mean. Bah! Be done with it! As far as what government I'd run, I rule a monarchy. What else would you have me do? I rule with an iron fist, as would be expected of any good king.
Okay, next is, what platform would you run on?
What platform? Assuming, of course, they mean, how would I rule? Well, it's quite simple. Superiority, as given by God and by my good genes. Anyone who argues otherwise will be put to death. Good enough?
Argues otherwise will be put to death. I think it works, sire. There's one more thing. Would you impose a dress code?
A dress code? Well, certainly not, but anyone who decides not to wear the standard tunic and tights will surely be ridiculed by their peers. I mean, one would only expect it. But as far as clothing goes, no, I really don't care, so long as you don't get caught running around in the nude. That'll earn you 2 weeks in the stockades. Just ask my brother about that one. But seriously, you have all of this taken down, Scribe?
Yes, sire. Every single word.
Every single word?
I'm using the latest in holo projection
holo projection? I specifically told you to write this down!
But sire, surely you want the people...
No, I don't want them hearing this! Get back here! Guards, seize that man!
Nice. I love Monty Python-influenced things. I felt Monty Python in there. I love the Queen's English. That was awesome. And thank you for using multiple voices. That actually made it so entertaining for me. This was please, no offense to the previous... ones we've listened to, but this was a breath of fresh air for me. This was energetic. There was good acting in there. I love the voices. I love the long name. And I wrote down here, actually, I wrote down, I wish he would have mispronounced species, but then he mispronounced, like, something afterwards. I just love how stupid the scribe was. I almost wanted the scribe to ask for, like, a crayon. You know, just, like, I felt like, honestly, like, I did feel... this
he
should is
have been writing
critique.
With a crayon.
I felt like there was good differentiation of the three voices, but I really did feel like the scribe could have almost been taken a little more to the absurd. And it was good. It was legit. The whole thing was legit. There are a couple of little things that I would just point out because you're a really good actor, Jinxers. So I just want to point some of these things out. You know, in recordings like this where you don't have any background music, I know that you're probably doing it sort of on the fly. Maybe you do have a script. I don't know. There were times when there were really long pauses that just could have, like, kind of tugged your momentum down a little bit. And Arthur, whatever the long name of the character was, because I forgot to write it down, kind of did too many of the size thing. That was in you know, in the same way that on the singing shows we talk about levels, that right there was sort of like a same level thing. He always was doing the same size. But after a while, that just became a little old. But you had so many good levels between the different characters. You know, Arthur was this big level, and his running mate was his horse, Arthur. I love that line. That was great. I thought that was great. And honestly,
never mind that same name.
Did you feel like when the scribe said one more thing, that you were expecting him to go live from New York? It's Saturday night.
No, I didn't get that. But
I don't know. I just felt like it. I do have to say that I really, really was entertained with this, and I liked this a lot. Please try to keep your submissions just a little bit shorter. That was 5, maybe 6 minutes tops. That was more like seven and a half minutes. Yeah. So I mean, I don't think we need to, like, disqualify over anything like that.
No.
I know you like to put a lot of work. You know, you put a lot into your work, and I totally appreciate that. This was really entertaining to listen to for me. But do try to keep it under the 6 minutes, please. Jinxers. Okay. Blackjack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not jinxing. No. Is it because I sound dumb? Is that why you call me jinxing?
Hey, boss. Okay. I want you to call me boss.
Okay, bud. I go now. I'm just gonna start off by just saying my only negative. This was a little long. It ran on just a little long. It could have been cut. All right, that's out of the way. I freaking loved this so much, Jinxers. This was very enjoyable to listen to. I was typing in the chat. Like, I was just, like, chilling. There were so many good parts in this. My favorite part probably the... Like, my favorite part was probably, though, when he said, and I typed in, when he asked for his age, just the way he delivered that line. He's like, okay, well, I'm, 42. And don't you tell it. It was just, like, so, like, great, like, acting-wise.
That's right. And I love that it was, like, the unique number that's the meaning of the universe, too. Or the meaning of life, or whatever, from The Hitchhikers.
42 from Hitchhiker's Guide. Yes, oh my God. Reed, we're nerds freaking Holy Grail and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
But you know, Jinxers is a Holy Grail fan too, because we were quoting it the other day.
Yeah, I love the dumb guy voice. To be honest, there was just, like, so many good parts in this. Like, I couldn't write them all down. And like you said earlier, this was just, like, a really, like, I really liked your beginning voice too. This was just really, really good, Jinxers.
Best of the night so far.
Best night so far. If it wasn't so long, I mean. It didn't need to be that long. That was my only thing. Oh, fuck. Why did I come back to it? I said I was going to be done with it. But that's my critique.
All right. So who do we have next?
Next is Will Navison.
Will. All right.
I sort of told you to put the death beam over on the right. You put it on the left. You ruin the whole view of the area. It's supposed to be on the right to the village. So I can blow it up when I feel like it. Don't fuck this up for me, Heinrich.
Gordon talked to you. This is a audio application for the Federation of United Beings Replying Ridiculously for candidacy in the election for Supreme Ruler of the Universe. My name is Professor Victor von Rammstein, age 42. I am a human from the great country of Frankfurt, Germany. I have spent 5 years at MIT for Mad Science 101. It's a 7-year course, but, you know, being a mad genius and all, I've done it in 5. I speak German, English, Japanese. I learned Japanese from my time at the time working with Dr. Hell fighting against Mazinger Z from, you know, from Japan. He's a fun little country. I've also spent a full year internship on the set of Doctor Doom. He's a nice guy. You'll just have a lot of run-ins with the Fantastic Four. I have built several death rays. I've got one now, which is currently being moved to the right, so it's pointing at the village. Okay. My vanning mate would be a man me and my colleagues have dubbed Dr. KMFDM. You see, what he did back in my MIT days was take his brain and put it inside that of a cyborg gorilla. Then he cut off his lower torso and replaced that with giant robot legs with tank treads instead of feet. And then he ripped off his right hand and replaced that with a laser cannon. And then with the laser cannon, sliced off his left hand and replaced it with a robot shark with the laser beams on the eyes. So me and my colleagues, we have dubbed him Dr. Killer Motherfucking Death Machine, also known as Dr. KMFDM. I mean, the kids would probably have it. I hear there's some band named that, but whatever. And I would rule my government with an iron fist. I mean, literally an iron fist. I mean, I have to get rid of this one. I mean, it's got an ingrown nail. It's got a mole on it. The fingers are too long and ladylike. I don't like that. So, first thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to cut it off and replace it with the robot arm. I got to thank Dr. Doom for teaching me that one. Anyways, the platform I would run on, well, it's actually a very special one. It's my platform. It's one I made myself. It's a circle with guardrails around it, so it can protect me. And you can fly upwards, downwards, left, to the right, to the side. It's a regular Vonkavator, I tell you. And that's the only one I have. It's just for me. Nobody else's but mine. And also a dress code. Well, I noticed there's a lot of pretty girls out there. A lot of pretty girls with the big boobies that keeps them covered. That is not how I roll. What I am going to do is I'm going to all big boobied girls who are very pretty, mind you. The only the pretty ones. I don't want no uggos. I hate uggos. Basically, what they're going to do is wear this black dress with the hole cut out in the front so the boobies could pop out. And they will be on full display for everyone to see. Also, no bras. No bras. I want to see those puppies, you know, for all to see. It will be immaculate. Also, little slit in at the hem of the dress right here to show off the nice looking panties, yeah. Also standard issue Von Rammstein panties. They will be clear so everyone could see all the glorious naughty bits. Yeah, I'm kind of a pervert like that. Anyway, I hope you get this application soon, and I cannot wait to be supreme ruler of the universe. I still have to work on the angry laugh. It's been a very long day, and I'm currently running out of coffee. Heinrich! Thank you, and goodbye.
Okay, we're going. I love that. We're going. We're on.
What?
We're on.
Okay. Oh, okay, this is good, this. Will. Yay. It reminded me, did you ever watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Reed?
You know, like 3 minutes of it, I think, at one point. But yeah, it's got that same kind of absurdity to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It reminded me of the Moon Knight guy. The moon. Anyway. All right. This is very funny. I loved a lot of. I loved like the way, like your writing and the way that you like say things, Will, so much. The Wonkavator line, that one like killed me. And then the dress code, like you were like the way you delivered it, you were like dead serious. Like, all right, so this is the way it's going down, and all the and all the things. This is good. My only nitpick with it was, I felt that you were very, like, kind of calm for a crazy genius. I wanted, like, at the very, very end, I think it was the last thing you said when you kind of, like, screamed. I wanted more of that in the beginning with the yelling at the guys. I wanted more, like, high-pitched, like, ear-splitting screaming or energy there. But when you're talking, you're very calm. That was my only nitpick. I love the like, it's just all, like, the stuff you included in the acting in it, though. So, yeah, that's mine. Reed,
I actually have to be honest with you. I disagree with you about that. I liked that he had this kind of calmness to it because that's what made those shout outs sound so good. There was only one time, like for a minute, your energy score wavered for me because there was this point where there were two points where there was a problem. The one point where you kind of lost it. Like the energy just sort of fizzled out altogether and the momentum died. And then all of a sudden there was this burst of energy and everything was back in action again. And that was right around the time you started yelling off, you know, off to the background. And there was also some time when I think your Skype made a noise and it distracted you or something. Maybe that was somewhere else that I heard that. But my Skype noises are off, so it wasn't coming from my computer. I freaking love this. In fact, in the chat, I'm literally typing, I can't breathe. I'm laughing so hard. This was exactly what I wanted. I love the accent. Okay, the accent's great. I love the fact that you're also 42. What is this about, you know, these rules of the world being 42?
You guys did their research.
And I love the fact that you were from the country of Frankfurt, Germany. I didn't know if that was on purpose or not, but I found that really, really funny. That you went to mad scientist school, but you were a mad genius, so you did it in 5 years instead of seven. And the KMFD, oh my God. The KMFD was only surpassed by the girls with the big bag boobies. I mean, the whole thing, and I'm gonna Oh my God, I was laughing so hard, and you kept the character going pretty well through the whole thing. I freaking love this, and this was so much better than last week. I mean, so much better because last week you gave us so little, and this was great. This is like back on par with Joseph. So I'm happy to have you back in the competition. I do not think you're going to end up at second to last again this week. Not even close. This was fantastic. I love it. If this was a song, I'd be like posted on hit singles. But I don't think they want us posting these things on hit singles. I don't know.
You should.
That would be funny, wouldn't it? Maybe we'll see about that. Who knows? All right. So far the boys are kicking butt. Let's see, who do we have next?
Next, Genesis.
Genesis. All right, Jay Sizzle. Let's see. Okay, are you ready to go listen to Jay Sizzle, as Bobby likes to call him? Okay, cool.